Thank you for calling Astrologist. Matilda Speaker, may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in regards to my order. I need someone to really help me with that and how to set up a delivery date.
Okay, just a moment. Do you have any tracking information available?
I have an order number.
Okay. Go ahead with that order number.
Okay, it's 333-510-0562.
That's 333-510-0562.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a moment.
Watch what happens.
Just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, and that's your XPO tracking information?
No, that's my order number. I don't have a tracking number from XPO.
You don't have anything for XPO?
No, ma'am. XPO came yesterday and bought that item. They didn't leave it here. And so what they're telling me, what I've been told is the delivery has been made. It did come, but they didn't leave it because there was some issues with what was supposed to take place with the item that they delivered to me. And I have been on the phone with Wayfair. I've been on the phone with XPO, and nobody seems to be able to help me get this resolved.
And what is the issue regarding, you said they came and made the delivery, but they didn't leave the item, the reason why?
Well, when I ordered it's a Samsung wash machine. That's what it is. So when I ordered this thing from Wayfair Online, it said that it was going to be delivered, installed, and the old washer taken away. Well, when your delivery man came, they said they didn't know nothing about that because they don't install things. And so one of them tried to call you all or call somebody at XPO. They said they couldn't get anybody. I said, well, I told them that I had ordered this item from Wayfair. I said, someone will call them. Well, I came in the house to call Wayfair. By the time I connected with Wayfair, your men had left my property. They didn't tell me they were leaving. They didn't. They just left. They never really actually unloaded the washer. They just left. So I've been going back and forth between Wayfair and XPO, XPO and Wayfair. And Wayfair keeps telling me that they're going to take care of it. Y'all going to, I don't know. So what I'm supposed to be doing now, I'm supposed to be calling you, which I am on the phone with XPO, and getting a delivery date. So Wayfair is telling me that it's going to be delivered and it's going to be installed in the oven taken away. Now, I'm just a customer. I can only relate what was told to me. And Wayfair said that that was what's supposed to happen. So it's my understanding that someone from Wayfair named David, I don't know his last name, I don't know, customer care person called Samsung, and Samsung told them that that washer was supposed to be delivered, installed, and the old one taken away from my house. Okay. But evidently, it's a breakdown in here somewhere.
Okay, go ahead and verify your first and your last name and your address for me.
My name is J-O-Y-C-E, Joyce Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. I'm going to finish eating. J-O-N-S-O-N. And I live, my address is 505 Pontiac Court, Madison, Tennessee, 37115.
Okay, and also your email address.
Well, the email address that I think I used was joycepjohnson1948@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a minute. Okay, I do see in the system is showing where I see on yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's what I just explained. Yesterday they did come, but they never unloaded the washer. They left and didn't tell me they were leaving. And I contacted Wayfair. I told them what happened. They said that they would communicate with XPO. I don't know what's going on. I'm just a customer. I just want the washer. You know, all this other stuff between Wayfair and XPO, that's the, I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Ashley is showing in our system now, ma'am, you need to get rescheduled for another delivery.
Okay, I understand all that. That's why the man I talked to at Wayfair connected me with XPO so I could schedule delivery. But I still say I'm expecting whoever brings that washer to deliver it and do what it said they was going to do, deliver that washer, install it, and take my old. I still expect that. That's the hang up right there. And your guys from XPO said they didn't know nothing about all that. They said, we don't do that. We just make deliveries. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell them, you know.
Well, actually, ma'am, because of the COVID-19, they wasn't doing any pickups or anything, ma'am. So that is where the rest why the drivers gave that info. They're only doing deliveries. They're not doing any pickups or removing or anything because of the COVID-19.
Well, I'm well aware of the COVID-19. I'm probably more aware of it than you and them, too. But at the end of the day, we get to doing all this talking. I feel like as a customer, I was not given good customer service by your company or Wayfair. Quite honestly, I'm put out with both of you. Now, I understand about the COVID-19, but I still said they should not have left this property without letting me know they were leaving. Because what I could have told them, just leave it here and I'd get somebody else to install it. But right. They didn't say anything to me. Now, what did that have to do about COVID-19? But now, if you want to get technical about that, when they came to this house right here, they didn't have on no mask.
Oh, wow.
Then you want to get technical about it. They did not have on
mask. Oh, no, ma'am. I'm only giving you protocol of the reason why they probably did not, because as of the COVID-19, they haven't been doing any removals from the home. They only been doing deliveries. That's what I'm referring to. So I'm just giving the information on the protocol. That's what has been going on during the COVID-19.
Okay, so case in point, they brought it, but they also said that I guess for about COVID-19, they weren't supposed to, but they made it clear that they don't install anything. That's not what they do.
They don't do, I mean, as far as that, Samsung has their own people to do the installation. they would have to send, they have, you, I don't know why the Samsung didn't give you that info.
I have not talked, I would have no reason to talk to Samsung. I'm just saying that when I ordered that off of Wayfair, when I ordered that washing machine off of the Wayfair website.
Yeah, Samsung, but it's Samsung is, Wayfair. That's what it is, Samsung Wayfair.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. That, and that's what I expected when they brought that washer here. And no one seems to be able to tell me, are they going to do that? Are they not going to do it? Go to hell. Tell me something. You know, because this is taking up a lot of my time. Calling, being put on hold. Nobody seems to be able to get this straightened out. Customer care person ain't called me. Customer care person allegedly sent me an email and said that they communicated with their CEO. I don't know. But all I know, I want my washer. Now, I don't know what else to say. I really don't. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't work for XPO and I don't work for, I don't work for Wayfair either.
Well, they will. I'm going to send the information. I'm going to go ahead and get this scheduled for you, ma'am. And go. You do have white glove service, so they should be able to do everything for you, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for her to go. I don't like her. Just like Holly,
and okay, ma'am. I get a sketch for just a second. Let me see what this date available. 16th is Tuesday of next week.
Okay, let me look at my calendar. Yeah, that's next Tuesday. Yeah, that's this coming. Actually, this coming Tuesday. Yes, it is.
Okay. Just a moment, let me get this saved in the system. They're going to contact you on the 15th, between the hours at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., and they're going to provide you a 4-hour time frame for your delivery on the 16th.
Okay, so what about the, what did you say about the time frame?
They're going to call you on the 15th with that information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to contact you on the 15th. Between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. to give you a 4-hour time frame for your delivery.
You said they're going to call me on the 15th to give me the time frame. And
yes.
It's time to be between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Yes.
That's kind of late.
They're going to leave you information, ma'am, a voicemail, something, let you know what time.
Hello? Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I thought we got disconnected somehow or another. Okay,
yes.
So I wrote myself a little note saying that XPO will contact me on the 15th to discuss delivery time. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so... All right. Well, we'll see. And so, tell me before you get off the phone, how does this work with the installation and the removal of the washer? How does that work?
Well, if they have someone, a licensed installer, come out with they was, as far as the delivery, they would have a licensed installer to come out.
So is this somebody in addition to or after?
Well, it would be the person that does the delivery. It ain't have to be a licensed installer.
Oh, so that would come from Samsung or that come from your where is the washer coming? Is it coming from the Samsung warehouse? Is that where it's
coming
from?
No, it's coming from XPO.
So it's the XPO. Mm. So XPO is going to bring somebody that can install it.
They should have a licensed installer, ma'am. They have to be a licensed installer to do the installation.
Okay. Well, you know what? You've been the most sensible person I've talked to. This has just been, I have never had to go through all this in my life.
Wow.
And I was just really on the verge of telling Wayfair, I don't want the washer, keep it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I shouldn't have to go through all this. Well, like I told the man at Wayfair, I said, now, I bet you if I miss paying you, you wouldn't like it if you didn't get your money.
Right.
But I don't like it that I'm not getting what was promised to me when I ordered this washer. I'm not getting it,
I think the issue came in where did they tell you that you had to answer questions for the COVID-19 Wayfair for to get the delivery, for it to be delivered? So I'm thinking, I'm looking in the notes here showing that I see the note said that you had to be asked some questions. So I see they did ask you the question. They went ahead and note clipped to install. So that is why it wasn't on your order yesterday. So that is why they didn't do the delivery everything yesterday. So now when they come on the 16th, they're going to do everything.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but when I scheduled the delivery that came yesterday, the young woman that I talked to that set that up, I told her about that it was supposed to be delivered, installed, and that other one carried away. She said, well, I don't know anything about that, but let me check on that. So she said, well, you hold on. I did. So when she came back, she said, well, I'll make sure that we make a note of that on the delivery. So when the men came, they didn't know nothing about it. So whoever she was, she lied. She didn't put that on the order because those two men that came here, they knew nothing about that. I'm just saying they just made a delivery. That's all they did. And they were not aware of anything else.
Right.
And so the only thing I hold against them is that they left and didn't tell me they were leaving. I feel like they should have done that.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That was very unprofessional not to let you know they were leaving.
Yes, ma'am. And so hopefully now we got it straightened out, and I'll be looking for a call from them on the 15th, from you all on the 15th to go ahead and now you're telling me that everything is documented in there.
Yes, ma'am.
About it being installed and all that stuff. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
Matilda.
Matilda, you've handled this in a very professional manner. I like you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, ma'am. And I thank you for understanding, being very patient. You know, I know it's not easy when you want to receive your delivery on yesterday and you wasn't able to get it. And now you got to wait a couple more days to get it again when you had to wait before yesterday.
Right. So
yes,
I feel a little bit better. I feel a little bit better now. I hope that we got all this worked out and that I get that call on the 15th. And then
okay.
We can go ahead and get that.
Would you like to escalate this over to my supervisor and let them know this?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really hope everything goes well for you on the 16th.
I know if you got anything to do with it, it will. It's going to work out.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a moment. Yes, ma'am. Okay, Mrs. Justin, just a moment, please. I'm going to notate this and I'm going to transfer you over. And you have a great weekend.
You too, and take it easy and be safe.
You too, and stay safe as possible. Okay, thank you. Just a moment.
Yeah, honey. All right.
So much going. It's just a lot, ain't it?
It's a lot, and plus that COVID-19, and you know, I'm in the high risk group, so I got to be real careful because I'm old, and And now my blood pressure's up about this wash machine. I'm just having a rough time in here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I have to laugh, and I am laughing about it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over, ma'am. Just a moment.
All right. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Now, Eric, did you dismantle my Vizio remote?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, and my name is Matilda Watson.
What's the last name?
Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
Miss Watson. All right, Miss Watson.
Okay,
Matilda.
Thank you, Miss Joyce. You have a great day. I'm going to transfer you over now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So what do you think about my idea of doing that, Eric? What do you think of...